Okay, here's a scenario that I think drives every homeowner completely nuts.
I think I know where you're going with this.
You've swept, you've mopped, you've practically bleached the entire kitchen until it's spotless.
Yeah.
And yet...
late at night, you flick on the light.
And there it is. The phantom roach.
And it creates this immediate sense of, like, panic and even shame. People think, I failed, my house must be dirty.
Which is exactly why we're doing this deep dive.
Yeah.
We've pulled... a ton of research and field notes from our own teams here at Suburban Exterminating.
Right.
And the whole mission today is to just debunk that myth, to show why the idea that only filth causes infestations is actually, well, it's dangerous.
It is, because it misses the real problem. You know, looking at the data from our technicians all over Suffolk and Nassau County, the big reveal is that cleanliness is only one variable.
Just one piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. We have to stop seeing roaches as just simple scavengers and start, you know, respecting them as what they are. Master survivalists. They don't just walk in.
And hitchhike.
They hitchhike. It's a Trojan horse strategy.
And the notes point out that one of the biggest ways they get in isn't some crack in the foundation. It's the deliveries we bring right through the front door.
That's it. Groceries, secondhand furniture, luggage, and the big one, delivery boxes.
The breakdown on corrugated cardboard really caught my eye because we all have that stack of boxes sitting by the door, right?
We do.
The research calls it a triple threat.
It's a perfect storm. So first you have the structure of the box itself, that wavy part in the middle, the fluting.
You have her padding.
For a roach, it's not padding. It's a series of warm, tight crevices that are perfect for incubating eggs. It mimics their natural hiding spots.
So it's basically a climate-controlled nursery.
Hmm.
And being here on Long Island, I'm guessing our local humidity plays a part too?
It's a huge role. That cardboard just soaks up and holds moisture. That's the second threat. But the third one is what really gets people.
Which is?
The glue. The adhesive holding the box together is starch-based.
You're kidding? It's food.
It's food.
So just by keeping a stack of boxes in the garage, I'm providing them with a heated shelter, a water source, and a free meal.
Precisely. That's why the advice has to be so aggressive. Get them out of the house. Recycle them outside immediately. Don't store them.
Okay, so let's say I've banished all the boxes. The field notes talk about something called the utility highway.
Yes. This is so critical, especially if you live in a townhouse or an apartment.
Right, where you're sharing walls.
If your neighbor has an issue, the roaches don't just knock on your door. They use the empty spaces around pipes and wires inside the walls to travel.
Like a subway system.
It's a pest subway system. They travel unseen through those tunnels and only pop up at the stations, the little gaps under your sink or behind an outlet.
So that drain pipe is basically a bridge from their apartment right into my kitchen.
It absolutely is. And this taps into a biological need they have called thigmotaxis.
Okay.
It just means they feel safe when they're squeezed tight, when they feel pressure on all sides of their body.
Which explains how they can just jam themselves through a gap as thin as a credit card.
That's it. So when we talk about fortifying the home, you have to seal those tiny gaps around plumbing, check your door sweeps, fix little tiers and window screens.
But let's be real for a second. Checking every single drip pan, sealing every pipe, bleaching the drains, I mean.
Mm.
Is that realistic for the average person?
It's incredibly difficult. And even if you do all of that, you still have the problem of their, let's call them hidden survival needs.
Okay.
Take the cockroach oasis. It's the water you don't even see. It's the condensation in the drip pan under your fridge or your AC unit.
Oh, I never even think about that.
And for food, you clean up every crumb, they'll just pivot. They will eat the grease film on the side of the stove. They'll eat leather, wallpaper paste, even the glue in book bindings.
So, frankly, their biology is just stacked against us. Even if my kitchen is perfect, they could eat my library and drink my AC condensation.
Sometimes, yes, biology wins. In high pressure areas like we have here on Long Island, just physically blocking them often isn't enough in the long run.
That seems to be what the case studies point to. At a certain point, you really need a professional barrier.
That's why prevention programs like our Pest-Free 365 plus C are so important. You need a consistent professional barrier that accounts for their breeding cycles, so you're not just constantly fighting this losing battle yourself.
It takes the pressure off you to be perfect 24/7.
Exactly. It breaks the cycle for you.
Well, this has definitely changed how I look at my clean kitchen. We'll wrap it up there, but here's a final thought for you to chew on. If a roach can survive by eating the glue in your book bindings, look around your living room and ask yourself, what other inedible parts of your home might be keeping them alive right under your nose? Thanks for listening to this deep dive.